Welcome to Directions Media's Directions on the News for Tuesday, August 28th, 2007. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor of Directions Magazine, and I'm joined by Joe Francica, Directions Media's Editor-in-Chief. Each week, we explore a topic of interest to the geospatial community. Our topic today involves the use of user-generated data to create accurate maps. We'll look at how such efforts work today and think through what the future might look like. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Image Server, you can maximize the value of your imagery by processing and distributing it on the fly, enterprise-wide. Learn more about ArcGIS Image Server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Now, the reason that I wanted to talk about user-generated content for the creation of effective and accurate maps is in part because of a comment that was made by Michael Goodchild at the ERISA conference last week. He was introduced into the Hall of Fame, and the one thing that he pointed to as the future and the excitement and the thing that was going to change things was the use of mapping content created by regular people. There's been some motion in that direction in recent years, and what I want to do is start talking about sort of how it's going now and getting at some of the key questions. The biggest one is, how do you get people to participate, and how do you get them to participate and create data that is, in fact, accurate and valuable? So those are going to be sort of two of the themes as we go forward. And I think maybe the best place to start is with the project that is farthest along using user-generated content, and that would be the OpenStreetMap project at openstreetmap.org. And OpenStreetMap is basically an editable map where people can upload data, they can trace over imagery to create a new data set that is available without license to anybody. It's basically an open source data set, take it, do whatever you want. So one of the questions in the FAQ is, how can a project like this make accurate maps? And here is the answer, and I'm quoting, "The essence of a wiki-style process is that all users have a stake in having accurate data. If one person puts in inaccurate data, maliciously or accidentally, the other 99.9% of people can check it, fix it, or get rid of it. The vast majority of good-intentioned participants can automatically correct for the few bad apples." Unquote. So is that true? I mean, have we seen that this actually works based on what's been going on with Wikipedia, which is probably the most famous example?
This is one example of a wiki that got to take off in the mapping community first. Certainly, Wikipedia has done great things for democratization of content. The concept of promoting this to the mapping community is quite different. It takes probably a little bit more expertise. You got to know your area very well. And so your question about will people participate is, I'll participate if I've got something valuable to contribute, number one. Number two is, I got to know about this first. And not a lot of people know, first of all, that there is such an organization. And two, will they have any stake in doing this? Now, one of the things that OpenStreetMap promotes is the fact that this is a base map where there's no restrictions, right? There's no legal or technical restrictions on its use, and it says that. In other words, from holding people back, and I'm quoting from their website, from using them in a creative or productive or unexpected ways. So that's the whole concept of a wiki, in this case a map-based wiki. I think it will be tough to get people to participate, but people have to know it's out there, and I think that for people who don't want to go through the hassles of legal or the restrictions that some licensed data puts out there, it could be successful.
And it sounds like it's gaining momentum. There's certainly more news coming out about it. Yahoo made some of its imagery available to the project. They're having mapping parties where a group will get together over a weekend or longer and go tackle a geography with GPSs. But again, I think you're right. For now, it's very much the mapping community that's starting to rally around this and hear about it. It is still relatively young, but I think other things that are going on are going to maybe get even more press. And I guess the other big project that's blazing the way forward for user-generated geospatial content is the TomTom MapShare technology. And this is being released in its new navigation devices. And the idea here is that while you're out and about with your GPS in your car or elsewhere, if you see something that is incorrect, you can actually go into the interface and correct it. You can block and unblock streets. You can add points of interest, things like that. And then when you hook your device back up to your computer and the internet, it can upload those changes back to TomTom. At the same time, you have the opportunity to download changes from other people. Now, I looked at a video on YouTube of how this works, and you actually have a number of different options as to what it is you download back to your device. You can download changes that only a few people have made. You can download changes that a lot of people have made. In a sense, they've sort of voted on them. You can download what are called more trusted changes, and it's not clear exactly how those are determined. So they're giving you some kind of control over that. And in a sense, it has some of this sort of Wikipedia quality of the masses having some ability to correct or find that data that's good.
That's valuable. And so we have to remember that this is from a private organization who's looking for people to help them update their map database, which is licensed and which you've got to pay for. So that's one thing we have to consider. The other thing I want to mention here is, and I'll reference something from Mike Dobson's Telemapics blog, because he was pointing to a reference where the CEO of Navtech, Judson Green, said that they've got significant experience gathering map error correction and update information from its users, and suggested that the company would have an even bigger footprint in this area in the future. So here's another private entity like Navtech. Now you've got TomTom. Trying to capture all of these, well, in their case, map errors, or getting more people to participate. So, you know, we've got a foot in two camps here, one an open source area and one licensed. So something to consider when we look at how we're going to participate in these efforts.
Right, and some people may be much more likely to participate in one or the other of these efforts just based on sort of the way they look at the world.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, we've talked about this before. I think you've got to make the effort to contribute. And do you feel like it's worthwhile stomping, you know, your comments into something that you may not be really comfortable doing? I think we've got to get over some mental hurdle in terms of participating.
Explain that a little bit more. What do you mean not comfortable doing? Like I don't have enough experience. I'm not trained to do this, so maybe I shouldn't do it. Or if I do this, I'm not going to necessarily get anything back from it?
No, I think it's, do I really want to put a line on a map that is going to be, you know, put out there for review? Again, I'll go back to my experience. My street is not in the map database. Well, do I really want to put my street out there? You know, maybe I would. Or am I comfortable just saying, and this goes back to PND devices, because the PND device is where you don't have a street that is on the map. All you do is you put a lat long reference, and that's fine for my use. Now, do I really want to go to the website, log in, register, and say, I'm going to add this line segment to the Navtech database? That's kind of one of those hurdles where, do I really want to take the time to do that?
Well, and clearly, the TomTom solution is supposed to make that whole process, you know, much simpler, so that it's almost a no-brainer. You know, while you're sitting there, you know, pulled over at the side of the road, you can make that change, and all you have to do is remember. In fact, you don't even have to remember, because ideally you would be plugging your PND into your computer regularly for other reasons, that it would automatically do it for you. So that certainly simplifies that process. And I think, again, we need to note that both Navtech and TeleAtlas do have web-based solutions where you can go in and suggest changes. One thing, you made a really good point there that people might be nervous about, you know, drawing that line. I think they need to understand an awful lot more about what happens to that line once it's put in there. In OpenStreetMap, it's pretty clear. You put it in there, other people may go in and change it. That's the way things work in a wiki. Now, what happens behind the scenes at TeleAtlas and Navtech is you know, a little less clear. NAVTEC actually has a pretty extensive description of what happens. I couldn't find a similar one at TeleAtlas, but I think that would give people a lot more comfort, perhaps.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear from TeleAtlas and NAVTEC on this. If they're, you know, if we have someone from the organization listening to the podcast, I think their input would be valuable because they've got to make people comfortable with participating in this type of a program.
Right, and we certainly need to mention that as we speak, TomTom is in the process of potentially acquiring TeleAtlas. So they'd have to get those two systems somehow to jibe.
You know, the one thing that I'll go a little off topic here on, because it's somewhat relevant and it has to go with, you know, just contributing data, is, you know, do we push the envelope to go more real time? If as you say, you know, we've got a TomTom device where you can do this in relatively real time and you find an error and you update, should we then project this to real time data, whether it's traffic or weather information? I mean, should we be that contributory to a database that more people can share? If I'm in a traffic jam, you know, and I'm not registered with traffic.com or Dust Network or whatever, do I want to contribute something to have it shared with other people? And how do I do that?
Right. So could there be potentially a wiki-like solution for traffic where folks who want to provide such information from their navigation device or their phone, which would indicate that there is a traffic jam?
Well, just think of how many people use their cell phones to call up and immediately report an accident, whether you're in the accident or not. Something major you want to, you know, tell somebody, and that type of information is valuable. Now, let's assume that in the future all of the PNDs will probably be wirelessly connected to something, or your vehicle is going to be wirelessly connected to something, and you want to contribute information, and that would be valuable. You know, I want to know where that traffic jam is. Having spent 9 hours on the road this weekend and in one or two traffic jams, hey, that would have been valuable to me to be rerouted, or at least tell me how long that traffic jam is.
Well, that's all the time we have today. ESRI would like to remind you that GIS in the Rockies will be held in Denver, Colorado, from September 12th to the 14th. You are invited to stop by ESRI at booth 305 and 307 to learn more about ESRI's GIS solutions at this premier geospatial information and technology conference. While you're there, please also let the staff at ESRI know that you're listening to the Directions on the News podcast. For more information on GIS in the Rockies, please visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. We'd love your thoughts on this topic of user-generated geospatial data or any other topic. Please email us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.